a word for you from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your offspring may live. This is really the same as God's command in Genesis 2, 16 and 17, that I've given you all these trees in the garden and the tree of life. But if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. And that is what happened when Adam and Eve ate from the suicidal tree. In them we died. But Moses here, towards the end of his life, then calls heaven and earth to witness against the people of God to continue choosing life. You see, God knew, and he had already planned the way out of the fall, so that we would receive life through the second Adam. If in the first Adam, as in Romans it says, we all died, in the second Adam we find life. But it is still a choice. Are we going to choose life, as Moses says in our text for today, or will we choose the curse? As we said last time, if we choose to be independent and not dependent on God, it is choosing death, because we are separating ourselves from God. We are saying, God, you cannot provide any pleasure, only with my own decision, only by being the Lord of my own life and the captain of my fate, only then will I find enjoyment. Well, with that comes the consequence of it: sin, sickness, suffering, and death. But remember that the Lord Jesus Christ, even in the Garden of Eden, God was pointing towards the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who has life, who would be finally the way out. And so when he killed the animal to put skins on Adam and Eve, blood was shed. And so too, only through the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ is there the rescue from the curse of sin and death. Have you chosen life? Well, you are commanded today to make that decision.